Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Before we get into today's episode, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, that's 4 extra a month, plus access to my private Instagram where I post never before seen videos, bloopers, deleted scenes, I go live Q&A with my fans, and a portion of it goes to charity. Go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Now on to today. Welcome back to Correct Opinions Podcast, episode 51, and it's not fall yet. It's not. You girls got to slow it down. Someone sent me this post the other day. Listen to this dramatic autumn reading. Every year I think, okay, it's not that big of a deal that pumpkin spice is back. It's not. I'm not going to freak out this year. It's not. This year has been absolutely terrible. And we as people need something familiar and warm. And then I have my first Starbucks pumpkin scone of the season. I remember now. There is a reason we should not let the brisk wind and dead leaves in our hearts and bellies earlier than are expected. I suddenly feel strange. Oh no, my basic white girl! It's returning! But oh too soon. I feel a sense of dread and panic rise in the pit of my stomach as the curse of my people begins to overcome my senses and the monster begins to take hold of my very being. I love that the leaves are dying! You girls love dead trees. Die! Turn the color of blood red! It's beautiful. The water bottle I've been carrying all summer falls from my hands and a white porcelain mug with the word cozy in gold lettering appears from nowhere. I instinctively hold it with both hands and bring it to my nose. You are not drinking pumpkin spice unless you drink like this. Target. The hair tie that has held my messy bun for at least 3 months opens. It begins to grow into sheaths of rust colored yarn that crochet themselves into chain after chain of comfort. My hair falls in frizzy ringlets about my shoulders as the beanie forms snugly around my ears and a pum-pum pushes out of the top. My flip-flop straps burst and begin to tangle and grow up my ankles. I bet they're kinkles. I can feel the fur growing inside the strands of leather while the outside becomes more solid. Gradually, my fuzzy boots come into being, and my apple-bottom jeans turn into apple cobbler, apple spice, apple pop, pumpkin booty. I feel my toes warm in their embrace. It is time. Bring me my peacoat, I demand of the understandably confused squirrel outside my window. Autumn is coming. That was fantastic. That did bring a little warmth to my soul, but no! It's not, we just entered September. Give it a few weeks. There's still some time to sit by the pool, okay? We don't need to rush and throw on our little scarf. Let summer do its thing. Let it say goodbye. Let it make a cordial exit. Don't shove them out the door. And usher fall in too soon. Pumpkin spice. It's like Black Friday. Black Friday's now like, Black Friday deals. It's like, it's Monday. You can't just move it up and keep pumpkin spice latte. Get them while they're hot. June 1st. We iced them down because it's 90 degrees. Fall is here. Doesn't make any sense. Correct Opinions is back, y'all. Thanks for coming on back. We are right at that 1 year mark of Correct Opinions. Thanks for listening or thanks for watching YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're at. Why am I doing Donald Trump hands? Why? I've had this weird tendency to kind of need to stop that bad habit. Episode 51. We got a fun episode. You guys sent me some great content to roast today. Please enjoy. We are in September, but it's not fall yet. No music. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. It's not fall yet. But I was a best man at a wedding recently. Best man, not to brag. I've always felt like I was the best. I've always felt like, I always felt like I was like a good guy, but not the best. But someone else thought otherwise. And so I had to make a speech, of course. How did I do? Fine, I guess. Those are weird speeches to make, especially in my shoes, right? I'm like, oh, this guy likes to hear himself talk. So I have to find a happy medium, right? I can't underwhelm people, right? Like, oh yeah, I think this guy's supposed to be funny or something, but I can't do too much. I got to do less, right? So I try to walk that tightrope between doing too much and doing too little. I don't know how I did. I think I did all right. But I'll tell you someone who, have you seen this video? We've covered some other wedding doing too muches, but I could tell you to not do this.
This is a story all about how my best friend Sarah's not single now. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how she became the next Hollingsworth heir.
What?
This is a story.
So, I'm kidding. I actually did do that. Now, this is a story all about how I met my buddy Jared down the town. We grew up in a little old town and said we played on the swings and rode our bikes around the town. Dum 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 dum. In West Oklahoma, born and raised, and preschool is in Sunday school is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, relaxing, and maxing all cool, and shooting some hoops with my buddy Jared at school. We were a couple of kids, up to no good. We couldn't talk to a girl if you paid us real good. We got into one little fight, and our mommies got mad. They said, you better go until you your little time out. And then everyone was like, shut up! It's too early in the evening. We haven't been to the bar enough for us to cheer for this. So, you know, that backfired. No, I didn't do that. I did, I got up there and, you know, I'm a little of a softie, you know, so I had to just, as any man does, I tried to say a few things that were like serious and heartfelt, but just kind of run away from it. That's just what we do. That's just what we do. It works for me. It's good. Yeah, I've been married 3 months, never told her I loved her because I'm just afraid of those feelings. I'm kidding. Thanks everyone for the love on episode 50. Katie had a great time being on. I will say it was kind of hilarious. I forget. I've been doing this so long, just being online and, learning to, you know, when you're first doing it, you can let the haters get to you, right? And I'll read some comments, but I'm not delving into it too much. I'm like, it is what it is. But you forget other people aren't. They haven't been seasoned like that. And Katie was all excited and looked at all the messages and the reviews. And I wasn't around her for a bit. And I think she got off work or something. She's like, well, I messed up. I read too many of the comments. Because some of you, I took some joy at banning a few of you. Well, probably not you because you're nice, but the people who are mean, I banned them real good off of Facebook. People who are, most of you are like, oh, they seem sweet, da da da. And then some people were like, I bet he emotionally abuses her. I was like, what? We're just talking about, Instagram and weird, like, dramatic reading at segments. This is a podcast. Can you imagine? I should upload a podcast of something just horrible, of her just hitting me or something. Just upload it. No, we're just Anyways, block those mean people. But wow, you guys were nice. Katie loved it. We all had a good time. We're all having a good time. I want to try a new segment. We all have new segments. This is a little spinoff of dramatic readings, but I feel like this is a certain category that we've all seen, and you guys have sent me a lot, and we have some good ones today. This is a new segment called Inspiration Irritation. Because you don't see those posts. You've seen those posts where people are trying to be inspiring and you're like, you're just inspiring me to block you. So, as always, guys, send me what you want me to roast. Hit the Instagram at correct.opinions or email me correctopinions@treykennedy.com. We'll start with this one. This is a little treat. This should get you guys going today. In case you're down, I know it's only Wednesday, but this girl posted hashtag fresh start Friday. You ready for this? We're getting a little fired up. This is a classic post. You ever just need a little kick in the pants? You know what I'm saying? You wake up and you're like, man, I wish one of my buddies would brag about how hard they're working so they can inspire me and irritate me. Well, here we go. Yeah. Hashtag Fresh Start Friday. This young lady posts, Fresh Start Friday, parentheses. Mind be game at 4:15 a.m. The parentheses, dude, we've talked about this, y'all. Parentheses, whenever you see a parentheses in a big post, it's a... Parentheses are a insecure bragger's italicized. You understand? Fresh Start Friday, parentheses, mind be game at 4:15 a.m. Embracing the struggle is reality. Where there is a setback, there is always room for growth. Let that sink in, people. It's 4:15 a.m. Starting the next paragraph. 3, 2, 1. Since January 1st, I've applied. Resume and cover letter. To 59 jobs. Reached out via email, phone calls, and LinkedIn to almost 72 other CEOs, hiring managers, inspiring employees. Asking them for their time and opportunity to grow and learn during my time career searching. I was a 2020 graduate. I share in common with many of the same struggle of finding a career opportunity. Many of my peers and former classmates have shared with me that there's no point in applying or that it's time to give up. But My current full-time job is job searching and interviewing. I spend 6 to 7 hours daily seeking opportunities, and I tell people, 6 to 7 hours a day is not a full-time job, by the way, that although I've only had 6 interviews and many rejections, don't bring that weak cover letter in here, I keep going. There's no embarrassment or shame in saying the process is difficult. Self-motivation can be tough. Take it from someone who has an identical twin sister and found her post-grad job almost 3 months ago. Meanwhile, I'm still searching. You think you're... You think your life's tough? Try having a twin sister who's better than you! Screw you, Victoria! So my plan is to murder my twin sister and take her job. No. So, it's hashtag Fresh Start Friday. This is a reminder that there are others in your shoes. Literally, I could wear my sister's shoes and I can't be in them, but listen, don't be afraid. Grab an energy drink and continue to search for those opportunities despite the rejections. Inspiration, irritation. Thank you, young lady, for irritating all of us. Oh. It's like you graduated a couple months ago. Take it easy. Now, I can respect a person for working hard to find a job. But, yeah, it's just... It's hard to get inspired and motivated by someone who's unemployed. Listen, guys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. I still don't have a job, but... Dude, I'm trying. You can do it. You can do it. So I hope this young lady does get a job. It looks like she's working very hard. It's going to work out for her. Your guess is as good as mine. Why in the world she's up at 4:15 a.m. and letting us know about it? No one wakes up at 4:15. No one, unless you're Mark Wahlberg. 4:15? And now what do you do? I mean, the only reason you've ever worked, Are you hunting for jobs or hunting for animals? That's the only reason you're up at 4 a.m. to drive an hour out to Iowa to wait in the grass to shoot a mallard. Not shoot a shot at Dillard's. Man. That fired me up. I don't know about you guys. But we have something else. We have a really nice treat here. A really nice treat. This is a whole video. titled How a Side Hustle Has Changed Everything for My Family. Let's see what this could possibly be about.
I get it. I was that girl. The girl that looked at other people doing this and thought, I would never do something like this.
It's photos of the beach.
But here I am now.
Does anyone ever see all these people with a big following, influencers or models or whatever, and they're constantly on the beach or something? I'm like, doesn't that get old? Isn't that exhausting? Don't you want to sleep in your own bed every now and then? Back to Bali. It's like, I mean, that travel time just got to get old. Just go back to Nevada and sleep in your queen bed. How do these people do this? That's exhausting.
So I want to take a little bit of time to share my story with you guys. I used to work a full-time job. My husband and I worked completely opposite schedules. I worked in the music industry, he worked at a coffee shop, and we honestly rarely had time for each other. So when we started talking about adding on to our family, this was a huge fear of ours.
She was in music, he was coffee, very creative people. He was up at 6 a.m. working coffee. I was up at 4 a.m. searching for a side hustle.
Not to mention the fact that sometimes we would get down to our bank account and literally have $20 to make us last the next couple of days before one of us got paid again. So as we started planning for our family, we knew we needed to make some changes in our lives. We needed a breakthrough in our finances. We needed freedom in our lives. And we also knew whatever we added couldn't take away from the time that we barely had together.
Okay.
So instantly we started praying for different solutions.
What are we gonna do?
I started looking into other options and nothing felt right. Until one day I went to coffee with my friend Lindsay. Over coffee, she shared all about this community she had just joined, this new business she had started.
It's all the buzzwords.
All while working her full-time photography business. She was making money on the side, sharing about hair care products.
There it is, dude. I went to coffee at a friend, told me about this great community. Hair care products. This is all the same language whether you joined a cult or an MLM.
And instantly I was intrigued. I remember coming
home. Just photos of her putting like a serum in her
part. Sharing with him about this business. And he said, why not? I feel like we would be stupid to not try this. A few weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And 2 days after that, I
joined the cult and got pregnant.
Joined the team.
The tale we've all heard.
My goal with this originally was just to make a couple extra $100 a month to pay for things like our groceries or our car payment.
So to pay for things like food.
So I worked this side hustle alongside my full-time job. I shared about the products and about the business and my experience about it all throughout the margins of my day. I truly just changed from scrolling on Instagram to creating.
Okay.
Nine months into this business.
Man, is there a more annoying word than creating? Or like art? Or there's people who do what I do and they call it art. Or their craft. Could you imagine I was like, welcome back to my podcast. I'm glad so many guys are here for episode 51. You've enjoyed 50 episodes of my art and me honing my craft. If I ever say that, unsubscribe. My art? All I talk about is farts. All I had to do was put it on Instagram and create.
I had my daughter and I became a mom for the first time. And that was the moment that my world was completely turned upside down. Mm-hmm. I was forever changed. Being a mom was the greatest gift and still is the greatest gift that I've ever received. Eva was about a month old, I remember I was sitting in the living room and I was looking at my husband and looking at her and I just broke down crying.
How's the side
hustle? I remember looking at Nick and saying, I can't leave her. I can't leave her 40 to 60 hours a week, not knowing when I'll see her, maybe having 30 minutes a day with my daughter. I didn't become a mom so that I could hand her off to someone else.
What does she do?
And in that moment, I knew that I had a choice.
Concentration camp?
I had a choice to keep doing things the way that I was, and in 2 months, I would go back to work full-time and continue this as my side hustle. Or I could choose to be all in, to really give this business my all
in.
And to stop saying, but what if I fail? And
she's,
start saying,
she's setting up a home party for something. Probably selling products.
And what if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams? And I chose to go all in.
There's so many beach shots of her in like Panama City. Like you too could afford a trip to Panama City Beach.
Within 2 months, I had replaced my full-time salary and was able to quit my job to be a stay-at-home mom. Now I wake up every day with my little girl and my husband, and we create the day that we want. Mm. We've created a life that we don't feel the need to escape.
Now we're better than you.
What started as a side hustle has turned into something that's changed every aspect of our lives. We've experienced freedom in our finances. I've met some of my best friends. We've traveled more than ever. We finally have time together. I've earned a Cadillac that Mon 8 pays for. We've paid off debt.
There it is.
Gone on multiple paid vacations. I get to work from wherever I want. But the greatest...
Just always at the beach and a pool in her Cadillac.
Part is that I found me. I found my voice.
Oh, okay.
I've grown as a mom, a wife, a friend, and a leader. And I'm getting to lead a team.
And my little baby girl's hair is growing in really nicely. Swipe up to get...
A woman to do the same. A lot of you may look at this and think, I don't know if this is for me. Maybe you're worried you don't have enough followers, or that you're not a salesperson, or maybe you're just afraid of what people will think of you. I've been there. If you
should I join one of these, ironically?
Want to know what it takes to succeed in this business? Funny. The answer is you. You are the only one that can stop you. If you're willing to put in the work, show up, be consistent, and be coachable, I promise that this will work out for you. Maybe this is just the thing that you've been looking for, but it's in a package that you never thought you would do. Here's what I have to say. We've all heard the quote, nothing changes if nothing changes.
You're just willing to put in the work and blow up everyone you've ever met.
What ifs? What if you succeed beyond your wildest dreams? What if this provides freedom in your finances? What if this is exactly the thing you've been praying or hoping or wishing for?
Ooh, this music is getting me hyped.
What if you meet some of your closest friends? What if you get to pursue the greatest dreams of your heart? What if, along the way, you get to impact hundreds of women to step into the fullness of who they were created to be? That is what this business has done.
They're created to be. Cadillac driving, product pushing, Monet.
For my family, for my team, and there's a seat at the table for you.
Step into your purpose. You were created to drive a Cadillac. To drive a Cadillac. Woo! To drive a Cadillac. To drive a Cadillac. Yo, girl, I met you in high school. It's been a minute since we talked. Girl, you starting to look a little bald. I got that product for you. Can ship it from the beach, by the pool with my boo and my little baby. Step into your purpose. Swipe up, God is calling you to swipe up. Swipe up and whip a new Cadillac. A white Cadillac. Yeah. Inspiration, irritation. I woke up at 4 a.m. Okay, that's enough of that. Woo! Oh, I'm serious. I might have to join one of these one day. Wouldn't that be funny? How funny would that be if one day one of the ads was, and this episode's brought to you by... Guys, I'm sorry. Times are tough. Monet, we got... There's all sorts of these. And, yeah. Step into your purpose, guys. Step into your purpose.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm heading off to Utah this weekend. Very excited. Get a little vacay. First vacay since all this craziness happened, really. Any Park City recommendations? Hit your boy. I'm a little scared of elevation, though. I have to be honest. I'm a little bit of an elevation sickness victim. I'm a sissy little boy. I need to drink my water. I need to get my rest. I need to walk slowly up and down stairs, and I'll be fine. But I'm excited. Get a little vacay. Who doesn't love that? I've never been to Utah. Now, that not, I've, yeah, I've never been. Salt Lake, I've heard, is a beautiful place. I've heard they're very nice there. I heard they don't drink caffeine. I don't know. I'm just trying to. Mormon joke. Gotta love our Latter-day Saints. I, for a long time, I didn't know those two were the same things. Because I'm an idiot. But, and yeah, we're moving in like a month. Moving. You ever sold a house? Let me tell you about it. Or bought one or anything. It's horrible. It's horrible. I sold this house. And I'm like, hey, good news. They have an offer and they said they're not going to ask for any repairs. So it means like once we say, hey, I'll buy it. And they're like, hey, actually, this is like, this isn't work quite well. Could you fix it before we move? And you have to do that. But they're like, we're not going to ask for that. It's like, great. I don't have to do a dang thing. I like that's music to my ears. They look at it. They go, hey, we need you to fix this, this, and this. I go, huh? No. I said, well, you risk losing the deal if you don't do that. They said they don't want your repairs. Well, actually, they can just sometimes they say that, but then they don't. What? Who's made up this business where you can just say things that don't even matter? Who made up this business? Founders of Monet? I had a reservation on a patio recently. We showed up and they're like, we can't, unfortunately, we'll have to sit you inside. Is that okay? And I said, you know what I wanted when I came here? I wanted a nice tall glass of seat me where I requested. I want a nice piping hot side of patio vibes because I planned ahead. I planned my whole evening around this. Now it's 8 p.m. I can't just find a patio anywhere. I can't throw a stone and go to the next porch. What's the purpose of reservation? I said more or less that. And the 16-year-old girl there, my wife, kind of an, I'm a bit of a Karen. I mean, I'm kid. I say it nicely. I just said, oh, well, we'd really prefer the patio. Like, we made a reservation. So we made up work. But I don't know, there's this weird stuff where it's like, yeah, you get to buy this car. You get to buy this car for this amount. And here's the interest rate. Cool. Well, by the way, the interest you have to pay, like basically all of it at the start. Well, you're just trying to
shut
just
up,
hit you with one of
shut
those.
up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Y'all know we finished 20 together, 20 videos in August. Thanks for watching. You may have noticed a video every day of the week. So we're done. Whew. But we had a good time. And proud to say, with the earnings, some of the earnings that the videos made, we're able to donate $10,000 to charitywater.org. Because people need water, right? I'm out here like, my patio reservation. And then people are like, we don't have water. So, which shows you, I mean, how first world are we? Half of you guys listening haven't had a drink of water today in 12 hours. Just coffee and lemonade. I don't know. So that's fun, but I'm glad that's over. That was kind of a lot of work, but it was fun. I'm glad everyone enjoyed it. Trying to keep it up in quarantine. And also, if you want more content, because now we're kind of going back to the usual routine of, not 20 videos a month. But if you want more exclusive content, if you want access to 17 more podcast episodes of me alongside my boy Jake, a lot of you know. You can access that along with 7 or 8 bonus videos you haven't seen. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Become a Do Less guest. Portion of those proceeds go to charity as well. You could also get access to my private Instagram account where we're all buddies. We're all friends. You get the updates. What's happening next? Thank you. Plug over. We're going to do another dramatic reading because these are way too fun. And you guys are sending me some fire ones that I cannot resist. Dramatic readings are very therapeutic for us all. I hope you guys enjoy this next one. Someone sent me this. It is the, this gentleman said, this is, it's a wedding update. A lot of people, are postponing the wedding. He said, this is the fourth wedding update they have received. The fourth one. Who knows what the first three were like, but, this thing is pages on pages and we're just going to read it off. because nothing's better than dramatic reading. Please enjoy. Dear beloved family and friends, thank you for your support and patience. Please read the following message with an open heart, understanding, and empathy. With the weight of the world, the frightening reality of a pandemic, and the desperate needs for justice, it's been difficult to know and place priority on our wedding day. It's with a global pandemic and people rioting in the streets, it's just been hard for us because we want to have a $28,000 party. We want you to know that safety and social justice are priorities for us. Our marriage is also a priority for us. Our hearts are heavy and we hold space for sorrow and joy in these times. We have taken this quarantine, social distancing, and safety precautions seriously over the past 3 months. Our lives have changed significantly in the past 3 months. But our love has remained one constant. It is with support of our governor, guidelines from the CDC, and the great hope and optimism that we bring you updated details regarding our wedding day. Here's what the show done. Hey friends, here's an update. Those are your two options there. Maybe the latter might have been nice. We've had to make challenging and heart-wrenching decisions. These difficult decisions are directly the result of COVID-19. Dang you, COVID! We plan to get married at so-and-so place at so-and-so time. The wedding ceremony will be our bridal parties and closest family members. Our immediate family members, with children, are also invited. As of now, we are feeling hopeful and optimistic, yet uncertain. We continue to keep a close eye on CDC guidelines, reduced capacity guidelines from a reception venue, and executive orders from our governor. There are two possibilities. One is that we'll have to reduce our guest list by about 85 people. And the other that we'll be able to move forward with nearly all our guests. As of June, the CDC and executive orders from the state mandate that our gathering not exceed 100 people. While we still feel blessed to have a celebration, this has resulted in having to alter our guest list. We've placed priority on immediate family, wedding parties, aunts, uncles, and grandparents join us for the day. Grandparents sounds like a great idea. This already brings the guest list to 100. I had to uninvite some people. Y'all got uninvited to a wedding yet? I got my first one. It's kind of fun, man. It's like your first kiss or something. It's like, I got one. Whoa, that feels funny. It feels kind of strange. I don't like it as much as I thought, actually. It should next. I'll get better at it. You know, I'll get better. It's funny because this is a particular wedding that, due to all this too, I had to travel. I was not going to go to, right? Not super close with these people as I'm not going to go. I had yet to RSVP, no. And then I got the uninvite message and it was like a flashback to a bad breakup. I was like, no. I was not going to go anyway. So, how dare you? It is funny, too, how much it actually hurts your pride a little bit. I totally get it. I'm not upset with these people. But I opened it, said, yeah, oops, uninvited. And I was kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I was like, but wait a minute. But wait a minute. I'm a lot of fun. What? How many people you have there? How many people? 100? 80? Name them to me. Guarantee you I'm at least way cooler than one of them. It's funny how it's sometimes it'll surprisingly get you. We're only halfway through this, by the way. If you are receiving this email, know that we would love nothing more for you to be there. However, we are unable to based on current guidelines. We continue to watch the COVID-19 situation very closely. And if things improve enough, we were able to increase our guest list while keeping everyone safe, we certainly will. We'll send an update by this time. In the meantime, please keep this date for your calendars. We also recognize that those of you who would be required to travel from far away, that you may not be comfortable doing that. If so, we understand. And we just ask that, let us know as soon as possible that we can adjust our plans accordingly. Before joining us, we just ask you take your temperature and choose to stay home if you have a fever. Guests will social distance and wear face coverings. While we are uncertain when we will be able to travel to Europe for our honeymoon, we humbly ask you join us in celebrating, whether you are physically or distantly present, by contributing to our honeymoon fund. Oh, the wavos on this couple. Now, listen, you're uninvited, but we still encourage you to buy us things. Now, listen. This is out of our control, okay? The governor said this, CDC said this. We can't do that. You know, we're following all the guidelines. We're following all the guidelines, okay? We're uninviting people. We're making sure our elderly grandparents are there. Wait, what? But please, whether you are physically or distantly present, support our honeymoon to Europe, because fingers crossed we can do that one. That is just shameless, man. Respect. Respect. That's like me when I sent out the save the date and I said, please no more monogram gifts. Oh, that annoyed some people. But man, I tell you what, I'm pretty thankful I don't have 17 cutting boards that say Kennedy's on it. You're welcome. Maybe try that sometime. Send out your save the date or whenever the time comes. Parentheses help, right? Parentheses are italics these days. No more monogram gifts, please. Come on in. Yes, come on in. Would you like a glass for that? Please enjoy our charcuterie board. Would you like a plate? They all say my frickin' name on it. Avoided that. This message is heavy.
It's also really long.
It acknowledges that we've been trying to avoid the reality that our wedding day is altered. Again, we ask for your love, support, grace, understanding, sensitivity, and good vibes as we pray and navigate through these times. Don't underestimate the power of your love. No way, dude. Listen to this. Please don't underestimate the power of your love, text messages, supportive encouragements, and contributions to our honeymoon fund. Who are these people? I would say, yo, was that what they're trying to weed people out? Let's see who's really about this. I'd say, yo, I'm not coming anymore. Please, guys, just, again, this is tough for us. Hello, this is hard on us. So don't underestimate reaching out and saying a word of kindness. That means a lot to us. Don't think your text won't mean something to us. And definitely don't underestimate giving me money. I hope you know that I would like that. While we all navigate a pandemic, working from home, and playing our part in fighting for justice, we also humbly navigate the details of our wedding day. These people are truly doing it all. Reach out unless there's any questions. Dramatic reading. That was a fantastic one. That was a twist I did not see coming. Thank you for sending that in, young man. I won't say your name because who knows. This is a heavy reading episode, but I'm enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying it. I have one more. It's cat related. And what a great thing about these, I see them. I don't read them until we're live on the air here. We're not live, but I'm recording it. So, my cat people out there, grab your tissues. I've taken my time to share this news, but I feel like it's time to do so. Some of you have been aware that my cats have had territorial aggression problems for the last several months. I tried everything possible to restore the relationship. I tried CBD. I tried pheromones. I tried medication. I tried breastfeeding them. Just kidding, not that was them, but probably. CBD. Come here, kitty. Come here, little kitty. Huff on this vape. Whiskers. Do you not like this flavor? Whiskers, let mommy rub CBD lotion behind your ears. I wasn't able to trust them to be unsupervised together as they would easily get in a fight. I've had to separate the cats the majority of the day and night for 6 months. They would be fine for a week or two, and then something would happen where one would be triggered and start a fight with the other. It was like I gave them drugs. No, I'm kidding. It was an awful cycle of fighting, me separating, and slowly introducing them to each other for a 1 or 2 week period. After a very bad fight they had a few weeks ago, it was clear that after 8 months of territorial aggression, they would never be able to cohabitate. I hate to file my kitty cat divorce. Oh! Popcorn and peanuts can no longer sit together in the theater room. As a pet owner, I had to make the decision to do what is best for their physical and mental health. I sat them down each individually and talked to their emotions. I'm kidding, I'm making that up, but it's believable, right? So I had to make the painful decision to rehome one of them. Since Rogers is so incredibly bonded to me, I knew I would have to rehome Hammy, who won my heart over first. Brutal. Had to choose one. Hammy. He's going Hammy on Rogers. Hammy loves everyone he meets and is a very sweet and snuggly cat. Except he tries to murder Rogers. What are you talking about? Rogers likes people and is a friendly cat, but for him to go through such a massive change of a new owner and home would be incredibly damaging to his emotional well-being. Trust me. And I fear completely alter his and I feel it would completely alter his personality and behavior. So on August 1st, Hammy left my care. Hammy is now in a halfway kitty house where they don't even clean the litter boxes. I heard he's abusing CBD now. Hammy is now living with a family that adores him, where he's the center of attention and where he'll be loved and cared for. It's been a difficult and heartbreaking season to go through. I'm glad that Rogers and Hammy can now both live the happy little cat lives they should. All 9 of them. Paraphrasing. But it is still hard when the worst case scenario you never wanted does comes true. Hold your furry friends close, my friends. Appreciate the small things and little joys they bring. And it ends with a quote. One small cat changes coming home to an empty house to coming home. Pam Brown. Who in the world is Pam Brown? Oh, she's a poet that it says here was found dead in her home via cat. She bled out due to cat attack. I'm kidding. That would be pretty. That would be poetic, wouldn't it? Hold your furry friends close, because one might go a little hammy on the other. Correct opinions. Dramatic reading. We love you, Hammy. Wow. Shout out the cats. I don't even know what to say about them. Imagine having cats and attacking each other constantly. Hammy, Rogers, stop being territorial. I love you both. Take your CBD. CBD won't work. Okay, well, let's wrap up there. Episode 51. We're hitting the sweet 52 next week. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, y'all. Appreciate you guys. Follow Trakenu Studios on YouTube, where we post all my podcasts. Subscribe to Do Less, God Bless podcast as well. That's every Friday. And Trakenu.com/DLG every Thursday. Thank you guys so much. It means a lot that you log on and tune in to me making fun of Hammy cats every week. Do Less, God Bless. Have a great weekend. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.